I jump when my phone goes off and drop my mascara and it's all over my face now too. This is not what I needed before this date tonight. It's my first one with Jack since the night in the locker room last week, and I'm already nervous enough.
I'm still thinking about it.
That makes two of us. I've been thinking about what happened between us all every day. Don't think any of us will forget that. I add a bunch of flame emojis, hoping to keep him from spiraling the way I know he's prone to. You don't date a man for 4 years and learn nothing about him. But this secret of his, I definitely never knew. I suspected it, though. He never did anything direct, exactly, but he never seemed to enjoy the physical part of our relationship, and the careful way he studied the men who hit on me definitely seemed jealous, but it wasn't the possessive kind. Sometimes, the way he looked at me after made me wonder if he was jealous of me, if he wanted their attention instead.
Has Jack said anything?
Jack says a lot of things, all the time. Or did you mean about you liking men? I wait, holding my breath a little because I know it's going to scare him. But it thrills me, if I'm being honest. I love that he trusts me, and I know that he sometimes needs a nudge. I just hope I haven't pushed him too far.
My heart stutters, skipping a beat with the fear that swells hard and fast at seeing the word in front of me, about me, from someone else. But even with the fear, the relief grows too. Relief that I'm not alone with this secret anymore. Maybe now I can get past the fear and start living my life.
I wish you'd told me, Alex. But now that it's out there...
I typed and erased a message at least 4 times. Not sure what to say to that. I should have told her. I could have. But part of me wonders if she knew. Well, before she watched me dry hump her new boyfriend in a locker room. She definitely knows now. I wish I did too. But I'm glad you know now. And I meant it. So my body begins to relax as the memories of that day in the locker room pour into my mind like a montage of my deepest fantasies. Jack. Hips working as he pressed his dick into my hand. Jack pressing me hard against the locker as he kissed me. Jack moaning into my mouth as I stroked him. Monica's face pops up on my screen as the call lights up my phone, and memories of her are there too, legs splayed wide as she worked herself and watched us. Hello?
I have an idea.
She doesn't bother with niceties. We've never been much for waiting when she wants something, and the flush on her cheeks tells me that this idea of hers might be exciting for both of us. I'm all ears.
I'm at home. Stop. Don't look at me like that. Just listen. I'm home alone now, but Jack's on his way.
I don't know what to say or where she's going with this, so I just nod to indicate that she should continue.
And you could be too. Come over, Alex.
My pulse ticks up, and I'm aware that I can feel my heartbeat in my throat, my ears, and my dick.
You already did the hard part. And just because you show up doesn't mean anything has to happen. But we could find out together. Come on, Alex. I can see it on your face. You like the idea. If you really don't want to, I won't make you.
She pauses, her eyes dancing with mischief as she pounces at me.
But you miss all the shots you don't take. Isn't that right?
15 minutes. I'm almost to her door when my nerves finally kick in. I drove faster than I meant to, but now I'm dragging my feet as I walk towards Monica's building. Everything happens so fast, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Jack's never done anything slow. I should be mad, but honestly, I'm glad how he used how well he knows me to help me open up about my sexuality. I knew I liked men at 14, but until now, I think I was the only one who knew. Even Monica, during our entire relationship, I don't think she even suspected. It helps that I like women too, which made it easier to keep my secret from everyone, and especially from her. Kinda wish I told her now, though. It was so hot to see the way she reacted with Jack and me together. The way she sounded. It made the whole thing hotter.
Look at me, Alex. Look how wet I am watching you. Just let it feel good.
And I did let it feel good. I got so lost in the way Jack kissed me, touched me, how he felt pressed against me. Jack's soft mouth on mine, the way his lips felt against my neck, my throat. The scrape of his stubble against my skin felt so foreign and so good. I never expected it to be like that, to get lost in it. And just remembering now, I'm getting lost in it again. My cock throbs, and I reach down to adjust it into the too tight jeans I'm wearing and take the stairs two at a time. Carpe diem, or whatever. My heart's still racing, and my dick half hard when I arrive at Monica's just 12 minutes after our call ended.
So punctual. Come in.
Her grin was too wolfish for my liking, but it doesn't stop me from following her inside. And it's only when I see the candles lit and catch the mouth-watering scent of something cooking. Lasagna? Then it really hits me that I'm crashing their date. Last week and I kissed my ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend, and now I'm crashing their date so I can... What? What am I even doing here?
I can hear you overthinking this. Stop that.
What am I doing here, Mon?
Well, first, I'm going to get you a drink. And you're going to walk in there and say hello to Jack. Water or wine?
Water. My thoughts seem to swirl and swarm as I move toward the looming unknown of Jack waiting in Monica's living room. I wonder what she's told him. What he expects. I can feel the fear creeping in, but it tangles with the pulsing adrenaline of my reckless hope, too.
Hey, stranger. Fancy meeting you here.
Jack stands, a smirk tilting his lips as he looks me over. I notice his hair's damp, too, and we're wearing almost the same thing.
Here for our candlelit date?
I swallow hard against my tripping heart. As he walks towards me, something hungry and playful in his gaze that I really can't understand, but some primal part of me really wants to.
Did you have something you wanted to say? Or do? Or maybe you forgot something you wanted to give me at the rink?
I feel like I'm being toyed with, taunted as he stalks across the room. And I know he's just walking, and it's just a room. And nothing groundbreaking is even happening. But I feel like it could. And it's shocking how much I want it to. Even I don't know how to admit it.
Why are you here, Alex? Or should I guess again? I think I did a pretty good job figuring you out before.
I'm torn, speechless with the conflicting feelings. I don't want to be alone with him, but it's the only thing I want. I don't know what to say, and I scramble for my words. But then he's in front of me, so close I can feel his next exhale brush against my lips, and I don't know what I'm doing. I don't think. I just...
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.